dirty little secret of Bethel is that there are these long-term covenant relationships that are beating at the heart of it. And so when you look at our environment, you just realize these guys have been together 25 years or 20 years, and I've been with Bill since for 15 years. And so we love each other, and we've learned to think like our leaders, not become like them, but I ask, what's Bill going to think of this? What's Chris going to think of this? And so I hold their kind of values and their core values in my heart as I'm doing stuff like, how's Chris going to take this news? You know, is he going to want to find out from me or somebody else? Or is he, you know? So I try to think like them. And I didn't do that before. I think Bill and Chris were here. I was basically had my own set of how everything should work. And the role of an associate to go, what do they need from me? What will they think? Has been a really helpful question for me to kind of demand of myself to, as I'm interacting with this environment. But what else can we do? We can lead like them when they're not here because we think like them, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah. And I'm pulling away a little bit from what you're talking about. But I think every single person is, I was just describing yesterday in a meeting with somebody that, what would we do without a Steve DeSilva? You know, what would we do? Oh my gosh. You know, I mean, because... what would we do without the particular men and women that are in their post functioning the way they function? Because they understand the workings of this team and Bill and Chris, but they understand the application of their skill set in this apostolic and prophetic environment. So it is a unique skill set. It's like, you know, what would we do without... Scottie Pippen or, whoever's, these integral pieces right next to the heartbeat of what's happening here. So I think that is another thing that this team does that nobody else could do.